Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Aidan, who has an abdominal wall hernia.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Good morning, Aidan.
Take a seat.
This is my good lady.
Great, lovely. Yes. Nice to meet you.
Well, I've come about a problem I have here in this area of the stomach here. Mm. I've got like a lump comes down.
Mm.
And I do go and have the camera for my bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's due on the, I think it's 11th or 12th of July.
Got
it. Should be the 2nd.
Yeah.
But this is, seems to be getting bigger, this lump.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if it's a bladder or what.
Gotcha, all right. When did this lump appear?
It's been on for a while.
Mm. And it comes and it goes?
No, it just sort of gets bigger. It's a bit heavy as well.
Oh, okay.
And I've lost a bit of weight.
Okay.
I know.
When did you first notice that swelling?
A few weeks ago, well, you know.
Mm. Any theories?
You don't really, you know, you just don't notice it till, and then it felt a bit funny, you know, lumpy.
Yeah, okay. Any theories?
No. I don't have any theories now.
What do you think?
Well, I just insisted he made an appointment when he told me. He doesn't tell you a lot.
Yeah.
He's very reticent to say anything.
Reticent about things, okay. All right. What's your worst fear, guys? And obviously it was your idea that he comes in.
Yes.
What was your worst fear?
Well, the lump shouldn't be there, so I fear that I'm not sure what it could be. But
it's hard to put a name to it.
Yes.
Something nasty.
Yes.
Okay. And in reality, what do you think it probably is?
I think it could be associated with the bladder.
Okay. So we want to rule that one out because we know that you've had this bladder cancer.
Yes.
But that was taken away.
Yes.
You've got another cystoscopy due in July to check that that's okay.
That's true.
Your waterworks have been okay?
Oh, yes.
No blood in your pee at all?
No.
Okay.
No problem there.
Apart from this swelling, was there some other issue you're planning to raise today?
Well, I've had a cough and sneezing and coughing for, how many, 6 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. I've tried various things to get rid of the cough and cold. It doesn't seem to go away.
Okay. So a cough and a sneeze.
Yes.
And you've mentioned that you've lost weight as well.
I've lost a bit of weight.
How much weight have you lost?
Maybe half a stone.
Half a stone, okay. How do you feel in yourself?
Quite well, actually.
Breathing's okay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a bit tired.
Oh, yes, a bit tired.
But you know, when I had him to ring, it was because I noticed he wasn't himself, and he did feel awfully down, and I felt he was depressed. And I had to force him to tell me what was worrying him.
Yeah. Preoccupied, then?
Preoccupied.
Worried about this, yeah. Are you depressed?
No.
No, okay. Your relationship's a relatively new one, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
How long have you been seeing?
7th of July, we've got by
you. Oh, brilliant, okay. So that's...
But you hadn't mentioned
7th
anything.
7th of April.
7th of April, I was going to say. Okay, so it's quite new, isn't it? And how long have you been seeing each other?
Well, we've known each other quite a
long time.
A while.
Good, and things are going okay between you?
Oh, at the moment, yes. Yeah. I had.
Good.
I just keep getting the bump now and again.
Could I mention another problem? You said for him to mention anything.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
So, do you mind?
Yeah. We may not get time to deal with everything.
No.
Yeah.
His teeth are an awful problem.
Mm.
They do clatter an awful lot.
Right. Have you seen your dentist recently?
Two or three months ago.
Okay.
I go to the hospital because I have these pins that I had put in.
Yeah. Your gum's okay, not particularly painful?
No.
Sounds like you need a little bit of a workup at the dentist, doesn't it?
Wrong because it doesn't bite, and they do, it can be a bit embarrassing.
Okay. Yes. No ulcers in your mouth at all?
No.
Okay.
Like that?
Right.
Clear.
Okay, fine. So we're going to have a look at this swelling. We're going to try and figure out between us what this swelling could be.
Mm-hmm.
And you've lost about half a stone of weight.
Yes.
And you've also got this problem with your cough as well and sneezing.
Oh, yes.
But you don't feel out of breath and no pain in your chest at all.
No.
Okay. And you've never been a smoker at all.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
When did you stop?
Oh, when I was 26.
Oh, that's a long, long time ago.
Yes, okay. A long time ago.
Well, that's good news, isn't it? And you're not a big drinker or anything. Any other habits I need to know about?
No.
Any pain in your tummy at all?
No.
How
no.
are your bowels at the moment?
Quite well.
Yeah. Mm. How often do you go to the toilet with your bowels? Twice a day. Mm. No blood there at all?
No.
No change in the habit with that at all?
No, there's nothing there.
Good. And your water works, you've already mentioned, are working fine, aren't they? Good. So, regular medication-wise, we've got you on lansoprazole, folic acid, and some painkillers.
Yes.
The cocodamol. And folic acid. Yeah. Right. Let's check your weight.
Right.
Slip your jacket off, check your weight, and then let's have a look at this swelling if we can, and then we'll take things from there if that's okay. And it sounds like I might need to listen to your chest as well at some stage. So 71 kilos, that's lovely.
That's with the weight. I take my clothes off.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. That's good. Okay. You just slip your trousers down for me. Well, some reassuring news for you is that compared to the weight that we had for you a couple of months ago, you've not lost any weight.
No. It's just
bit of a bulge there, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
What do you think that would be? Anything?
Might be a hernia, mightn't it? It doesn't come down into your scrotum at all, your testes are fine.
Yeah.
Great. Lie yourself flat on the couch if you wouldn't mind, with your legs up. And when you lie down, it goes away, doesn't it?
Yes, if sort of goes back.
Fabulous. Okay. Well, that's good news.
Is it? Oh, good.
And I can't feel anything when you're lying down, which is wonderful. Turn yourself onto your side, and with your permission, I just want to check your back passage.
Right.
Knees up towards your tummy. Prostate feels fine.
That's
great. Pop your trousers and your pants back on. Right. And then I'll need to listen to your chest in a minute, if that's okay.
Okay.
Hitch your shirt up.
Right.
Shirt up, but just at the back.
Okay.
And we'll listen into the back of your chest. You've not found any lumps in your neck at all.
No.
Breathe away. That's lovely. Okay. Your nose not blocked up at all?
Oh, yes. It's all blocked up. I get...
And that's normal for you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good. I'll take a peek up your nose just for completeness sake, if that's okay.
Yes.
That's all right. No nasal polyps, no bleeding from there. That's fine. That's lovely. Thanks. Great. Put yourself back together.
That was one of my thoughts that you mentioned, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's cancer. You do have a hernia in your abdominal wall. So what that is a weakness in the muscle at the front of the tummy wall, which is allowing the guts to protrude a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, that could be fixed with an operation, but where it is at the moment, it might not be the most urgent thing for you to do.
Yes.
Because it's quite a big bulge there, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. And those types of bulges don't necessarily cause problems. Mm-hmm. You've obviously noticed that it's been there for a wee while already.
Yes.
So it might never cause you any problems. Mm-hmm. But if it does cause problems, sometimes the bowel can get caught when it bulges through.
Yes.
And it can get caught on its own blood supply. That's the danger of it.
Yes.
But the risk of that is probably pretty small in that particular type of hernia.
Yeah.
It's not an inguinal hernia, it's not a femoral hernia, it's an abdominal wall hernia.
Yeah.
And the chances of it causing problems are relatively slim because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And surgery can be a bit more complicated because of that.
Oh.
So you probably need a special gauze to be put in there. And a surgeon might give you an opinion about that.
Mm-hmm.
So think on it. If you want me to refer you for an opinion from a surgeon,
mm-hmm.
but it's not cancer. Your weight's steady, and that's reassuring. Well, the weight according to that I've measured is steady, and that's reassuring. Your lungs sound fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suggest, because you've had that cough for 4 weeks, that we do a chest x-ray just for completeness sake.
Right.
Phone up and just check that that's been okay.
Mm-hmm.
If that cough is no better in another 2 or 3 weeks, then we'll review you about your cough.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we need to urgently tackle today? I know you had a big agenda.
No.
Is that all right?
I think I went off as it is.
So I think we can reassure you about the cancer.
Yes.
things that would make me think of cancer are continuing weight loss. So let me know about that. Yeah. If you're breathless, I need to know about that too. But if you find that that swelling becomes very painful and you can't open your bowels or pass wind, then we need to know about that straight away. That's a matter of a medical emergency, just in case it gets caught on its own blood supply.
So we
need to see you immediately if that ever happened. Mm-hmm. But I think it's reasonable just to think on whether or not you want to see a surgeon and decide whether or not you want to think about an operation. Mm-hmm. But it's reasonable to leave it alone if you want to.
Yes.
Do you want to read anything more about abdominal hernias at all? All right. Let's see if you look up hernias. Remember, this is different from most hernias.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this is an abdominal wall hernia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so dangerous as the other type of hernias that we've talked about. But for most information, patient.info will give you decent information. If it doesn't give you adequate information to help you decide what to do,
then
would you come back to me? Online on a computer.
Yes.
Are you able to access that?
Yes.
So once you've accessed that, if you've got any further questions, then get back to me and let me know.
So that's good. It's not what you think.
It's not what you thought. It's not cancer.
Right. So when I go back to the hospital on the 11th, I'll mention that.
Absolutely, you can mention that.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're just keeping an eye on it. Where would you like to go for your X-ray, your chest X-ray? Horton or Washington?
Washington, indeed.
Yeah.
Hmm?
It takes 7 days for the result to get back to me. I don't expect to find anything on it, but as I say, if that cough is no better in 2 to 3 weeks' time, we'll see you again about that.
Right. So you make an appointment for me and I'll get...
Don't need an appointment. You just need to walk in when it's open.
Oh, yes.
So don't expect to find anything on this, but do keep an eye on your weight.
Yes.
And if you're worried about him losing weight and there's no explanation for that, then let me see him again. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm pleased you said about that.
And if that ever causes you a lot of pain, vomiting, can't open your bowels, can't pass wind, we need to see you immediately.
Yeah,
and if it's out of hours, then you need to see the out of hours doctor straight away. If in doubt, casualty. All right.
Good
luck. Let me know if you decide that you want to see a surgeon to think about an operation for the hernia, let me know. Give me a telephone call.
Well, if it's not caught in any bother.
Leave it alone.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bell.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.